The kick by Lemon will sail down into the hands. Correction, it's 22. That's number 22, Doug Lewis. Lewis from the 2-yard line up across the 20 at the 30. Almost breaks through, is knocked aside and down to the 35-yard line. So Lewis begins things for Phoenix College from the Phoenix 2-yard line back to the Phoenix 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bears. First and 10 for the Phoenix Bears against the Dixie College Rebels, and put it at the Phoenix 35-yard line. Quarterback Mike McMahon, who is substituting for the injured Kent Kiefer. Kiefer, a transfer from Arizona State, broke a thumb 4 games ago. Handoff, and immediately a flag. A handoff goes to number 40. That's Robert Lorenz. Lorenz, on the carry, is pushed back there by Howard Reeve. Also pushed back by Kaylor Daly. The question is how fired up is Dixie going to be this week? They've lost 2 games in a row since the end of the 85 regular season, when Dixie lost back-to-back to Snow College and to Arizona Western. The penalty, or will it be an inadvertent flag? Inadvertent flag. So the carry by Lorenz. Strange beginning to a ball game and no gain. Put it at the Phoenix 35-yard line. Loss of down, second down, 10 yards to go. Pick up the hankies and let's try it again. Mike McMahon, a little questioning of what has taken place. Coming into the lineup quickly is Lloyd Cook, a running back who is bringing in a correction. Cook, running back, sometimes wide receiver, who is bringing in the plays. This time Cook is the running back. Cook, along with Lorenz, I formation, wide receivers on each side, somewhat a mirror of Dixie College. Back to pass, McMahon, flag on the play again, throwing to the outside, intercepted, Kaylor Daly at the 44-yard line, at the 40, at the 35, looking for a block, may have had it into the end zone. Question is the penalty on Dixie, and it looks like it isn't. That's a touchdown, Dixie, if the penalty is not on the Rebels. The flag is up near the 35-yard line. If it's not on the Rebels, it's a touchdown, Dixie, and that it is. 14:24 left in the first quarter of this game, and Dixie picks off a pass by Mike McMahon and make it 6-0 immediately on the pass interception for the touchdown. Kaylor Daly, and Daly brings in the first score. Kaylor Daly, who is on a string, pass interceptions and great defensive play. And the defense is taking care of it this time. Let's get a score on the board in a hurry. 44-yard return for the touchdown. And to do the kicking is Frank Lemon. Larry Lemon, Frank's dad, who has been to every ball game the Dixie's played this year, no matter where, has got to breathe a sigh of relief. The kick is up. It's good. Lemon is bumped around. No flag. 14:24 left in the first quarter of play. Oh, correction. Let's see if it's good or isn't. Yes, it is good. It was signaled good. 14:24 left in the first quarter. Dixie 7, Phoenix nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
Hello, it's me, your Stanger Toyota athletic supporter. And today's pep rally is about football. That's right. There's one time a year when Stanger Toyota thinks about something besides selling cars, and that's football season. That's right. It's time for Dixie Rebels football. Autumn days, tailgate parties, going to the games. Ed Stanger says even if you don't buy a car, support your Dixie Rebels.
Stanger Toyota, 100 West, St. George Boulevard. Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, has the perfect holiday package for you. Did you know that you can buy an Apple computer for Christmas for less than $750, complete with monitor, disk drive, and system software? That's right. The new Apple IIc Plus is now available for Christmas from Southern Utah's only authorized Apple dealer. You can purchase it with your Apple credit card. Take the system home today with no payments and no finance charges billed until February of 89. Southern Utah Computer Systems, 291 North Bluff, credit or layaway.
7-0, thanks to Kaylor Daly's 44-yard pass interception for a touchdown. And the former Pineview High School star proving to be the hero early. 26 seconds into this game, and Dixie has a 7-0 lead and has not had the ball on offense yet. Frank Lemon to kick again. This one, a low driving kick coming down near the 2-yard line. No, it'll sail out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Slowly drifted. 5-yard penalty against Dixie. So try it again. Back it back to the 30-yard line. And Frank Lemon, former Las Vegas high school star out of the Valley of Las Vegas, will do it again. Fans still coming in. Not a huge crowd. Not a bad crowd. On a beautiful night, a perfect football night. If you're looking for a perfect football night, this is One perfect football night. I said that, didn't I? 14-24 left in the first quarter of play. Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous in St. George. One game earlier this afternoon in the Western States Football League, as we mentioned in the pregame show, Glendale has gone through the league undefeated. And the champion, Glendale Community College Ball Club, 31. Snow College, 26. That one played at Ephraim, and Glendale had to earn it because Snow led at least twice during the game. So it was a good one in Ephraim today, too. Frank Lemon to boot it again, this time aiming the other direction. Coming down and going deep at about the one-yard line, picked off there by number 34, Christian Barton. And Barton slips and goes down at the one-yard line. Barton, no return. So it'll be first down and 10 at the Phoenix one-yard line. And boom. Coach Greg Croshaw talking in the pregame show about turnovers being a key. Well, it's a key so far for Phoenix. And a mistake by Phoenix has cost them good field position. Starting one-yard line correction. Make it the two-yard line. They're marking it at the two. Now make it closer to the one. I took another look at it. It's at the angle. Make it the one-yard line. Everybody but the line in the end zone. Handoff goes to Lloyd Cook. Cook out near the four-yard line. Almost dripped away from the football. David Morrison took a shot at the football as Cook came through the line. Could not wrestle it away. Cook had to hang on to it. Got spun around. Put it at the four-yard line. Gain of three on the play. Second down, 7 yards to go. And Phoenix College has their work cut out for them. Down 7-0, courtesy of a pass interception. The freshman, Mike McCann. McMahon, I should say. Mike McMahon doing the honors. Handoff goes to the tailback. Spun around again. This is number 34, Christian Barton. Barton across the five-yard line. John Baker in the middle of things there on the spin. John Anderson also in the middle of things. A gain of a yard, maybe two on the play. Make it closer to three. Put it near the seven-yard line. Third down. And about 5 yards to go. Almost 4 yards to go. Or almost, I should say almost six, a long five. 5.5 yards to go on that one. And if you're adding like I'm adding, it doesn't add up. Back to pass. Is there a safety? Yes. Nailed in the end zone by James Dressing. And number 59 coming from the outside for Dixie. That's Rich Cafusi and a safety. And the defense has suddenly made it 9-0. As sacked in the end zone for a safety. And Dixie leads 9-0 and still not handled the ball on offense. Let's take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back. 13-10 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie 9, Phoenix zip.
The Sun Capital Bank staff is proud of the Dixie Rebels and encourages everyone to support them fully as they strive again for national recognition. And when it comes to excellence, you always find it at Sun Capital Bank, where you get the highest interest rates, full-service banking, interest-bearing checking accounts, and much more. Your money is FDIC-insured for worry-free banking. There are two convenient locations, on 100 East and on South Bluff. Sun Capital Bank, the money place. Hey, creamies are back at the Minute Market. Oh, all right, they never really left. But they are back now at a special price all month. A frozen dairy treat is only 25 cents. You could buy them for the whole gang. Also, both the 16-ounce fountain drinks and coffee are on sale this month for only 29 cents. There's a Minute Market near you, too, in St. George, Washington, Hurricane, Cedar City, or Mesquite. Don't forget, it only takes a minute at the Minute Market.
9-0, Dixie leads. The ensuing punt by Tony Camino skips into and out of the hands of Rod Staley and is down to the Dixie 41-yard line. So it's first down and 10 for Dixie. 9-0 lead. The offense with their first play from scrimmage. Back to pass. The pitch goes back and over the middle intended for Brent Nyberg. The pass coming from Kai Capele, who's in as a tailback. And Capele inserted in there. Incomplete on the pass. Nyberg, as he was running downfield, ran headlong into Nick Cornell, the defensive back there. Cornell, incompleted pass. Cornell and Nyberg bumped. And the officials rule no pass interference call. I formation on the running back. So the pitch from Burley to Kipele, who was in there. A little bit of a surprise. Papunu in motion. Movement along that defensive line to Dixie draw them off. Flags everywhere. So on a 2nd and 10 situation at the Dixie 41-yard line, 41-and-a-half yard line, march it off. 5-yard penalty against Phoenix. So strange beginning to a game. Well, last night there were some strange things that took place on this very same field as Dixie High School came up with a 6-3 victory over Springville High School to move on in the state 3A playoffs to the semifinals. Everything was a field goal last night in a tight defensive battle. Tonight, it's been a defensive battle. Flag on the play again. Handoff on the right side, and that was double check. That looks like Greg Stokes on the right side up to midfield. Now, the question is, do you take the penalty or do you take the run? Short of a first down, encroachment against Phoenix. 5-yard penalty again. Do they want it? Dixie would have the first down. Rod Staley in with the play. Dixie will take it. First down. So back-to-back 5-yard penalties, and Phoenix struggling early. Make it first down and 10 and put it at the Phoenix 49-yard line. Dixie, and what is a very, very strange beginning to a football game with a 9-0 lead, and this is the first series of downs on the offense for the Rebels. I formation on the running backs. Hand off to Sean Hutchinson. Hutchinson, a couple of yards, and that's it. As he's nailed. Hit hard by Nick Cornell, also in there on the tackle. Let's check some numbers. Number 52, Dennis Holland. So Hutchinson on a carry. Picks up a couple of yards down to the Phoenix 47-yard line. Now, a note for Sean Hutchinson. He comes into this ball game needing just 48 yards for 1,000 on the year. And let's see if we can add those up as we go. Now he needs 46. Wide receivers each side. Second down. 8 yards to go. In motion is Stokes. The pitch goes to Hutchinson on his fingertips. Sweeping to the left side. Pushed out of bounds. Inside the 40. There's a flag on the play. Let's see if the flag is against Dixie. There is a flag thrown. We've had a zillion flags, it seems like, already. I'm not exaggerating by 100,000, at least. No. The official says, no, he was pushed out of bounds at about the 37-yard line, and there's going to be a hold coming up against Dixie. So nothing but penalties so far, it seems like. A pass interception, a safety, no gain on a couple of runs by Phoenix, an incompleted pass by Dixie, 2 5-yard penalties, a 2-yard run, and now a holding call. Now, that is not exactly what you call a well-played ball game so far. It's looking a little on the strange side. And I think we have a case of Twilight Zone-itis that's been moved over from last week. Make it second down from the point of the hold. Put it back at the Dixie 41-yard line. Second down and 20. Strange. Strange things happening. Dixie leading 9-0, and they may have needed those 9 points. Back to pass. Brooke Burley. Here comes the pressure. Burley dumps it off over the middle to Papunu. Papunu looking for a block. Has one. Papunu will be close to a first down. Has a first down. Papunu inside the 40, down at the 37-yard line. And that's where we were at the point of the flag on the hole. That's where Sean Hutchinson had progressed to. So the pass complete from Burley to Papunu over the middle, and everything went the other way. But are they going to bring it all back? Flag at midfield, yes. Flag at midfield. Is it against Phoenix College or against Dixie? Inadvertent flag. Now, either somebody is throwing a lot of flags or there's a slippery pocket there. It's first down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 37-yard line. And both Coach Pat Lavin and Coach Greg Croshaw looking a little flabbergasted. Is it possible to be a little flabbergasted? Looking flabbergasted along the sidelines. Pat Lavin making his pleas to the officials. Officials time out for just a moment. They want to talk. This game being brought to you in part by Bateman Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in St. George, in the city center of St. George. Talk with Evan Stapley and your friends at Bateman Pharmacy for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Remember, Bateman Pharmacy in the city center in St. George. We'll be making a selection of the J&J Building Supply key play of the game also. And be listening to that. Then listen to XV Kelly Show, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday, this coming week. And you could win some prizes. Also, immediately following this game, Dixie College basketball. Be listening for the J&J Building Supply first Dixie dunk. You could win on that, too. Handoff goes to Rod Staley. Blast up the middle, inside the 35, down near the 33-yard line. Staley on the punch in the middle. Up to inside the 34-yard line. About a 3.5-yard game. Make it second down and a short 7 yards coming up. Second and seven coming up for the Dixie College Rebels. Inside the 34, not quite to the 33-yard line. It's getting there, though. Second down, seven. To the right side, Kendall Smith. To the left side, Brent Nyberg. I formation on the running backs. And the tailback is Sean Hutchinson. Needing 46 more yards. Fake the handoff to Hutchinson. Throwing over the middle to Brent Nyberg. First down, Nyberg at the 20-yard line. Double teamed and ripped down as he got the pass. Hit there hard by Cornell, also in there on the coverage, is Jason Spillman, but the pass is complete to Nyberg. Nyberg kept somewhat in control over the last couple of games with double teams. Down at the Phoenix 20-yard line. Nyberg on the year, averaging 106 yards per game in pass receptions. First down and 10 for Dixie at the Phoenix 20-yard line. Dixie leading 9-0, 10:56 left in the first quarter of play. I formation for the Rebels. Wide receivers each side. Handoff goes to Hutchinson. Zips to the outside, inside the 15, down near the 12, or now near the 13-yard line. Looks like the officials are going to say, nope, we're not going to give him the bounce. Mark it at the 14. So Hutchinson on the carry. Mark it at the 14-yard line of Phoenix College. Make it second down, 4 yards to go. And on our Hutchinson watch, that's another 6 yards. Make it 8 yards on the night. Looking for 48 yards, 40 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. And that's Hutchinson, who did not play in the first game of the year. So 1,000 yards in 9 games, a distinct possibility. Tight end slotted to the right in motion, Papunu. Wide receivers each side, still at tailback position. And that's Sean Hutchinson trying to turn upfield. Hutchinson will get 1 yard, maybe two, down near the 12-yard line as he spins. Brought down by Cornell, short of first down territory. Hutchinson cut behind some blockers and got a couple of yards. Mark it at the 12. Third down, about 2 yards to go. Third and two for Sean for Dixie College. Third and a long two. If you look at the field, it looks closer to the 12. Make it 13, third and three, if you will. High formation, closer to three than it is two. Fumble of the football on the snap. Brooke Burley had it fly right up near his face mask, and a flag on the play immediately. Let's see if it's on Dixie or on Phoenix, or if the fumble has been recovered by the Phoenix Bears. There is a flag immediately. Which way does it go? Phoenix throws their hands in the air. The flags, this has been a flag-filled ball game. Encroachment against Dixie. Was the fumble recovered by Dixie? Encroachment against Dixie declined. Fumble by Burley, but it was recovered by a Dixie ball player, presumably the center. So it'll be fourth down, 3 yards to go. Put it at the Phoenix 13-yard line. And Frank Lemon will shape up at the 20, looking for a 30-yard field goal. Lemon trying to give Dixie a double-figure lead. The kick is up, veering to the right. It looks like it's missed to the right, and it has. Wide to the right, the 20-yard field goal, no good. So with 9:21 left in the first quarter of play, the missed 30-yard field goal by Lemon from the 20-yard line is missed, and Phoenix College takes over at their own 20-yard line. So this has been a game of mistakes so far. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 20-yard line. The defense has scored twice. Both times Phoenix has had the football on offense. The defense of Dixie has scored. Dixie's offense has not. Back to pass. McMahon throws it to the outside. Complete. Pushed out of bounds there is number three, Al Jernigan. Jernigan pushed out of bounds by Sid Smith. So McMahon will take the short ones. Mike McMahon, 6'1", 195-pound freshman from Prescott, Arizona. Put it at the 27-yard line. Gain of seven. Second down, 3 yards to go. 9:17 left in the first quarter, 9-0 Dixie. Two receivers to the left in I formation on the running backs. And freshman Mike McMahon trying to keep Phoenix close now and get something on the board for the Bears. Draw play, handoff goes to Cook, and just missing the tackle was David Morrison, but it was enough to slow him down and get John Baker and James Stressing in the lap. Loss of 2 yards on the play. Cook nailed behind the line of scrimmage back to the 25-yard line. Loss of two, third down, 5 yards to go. Put it at the Phoenix 25. And the injury-plagued offense for Phoenix, offense has sputtered. The defense has been the strength. Dixie's defense has been the strength in so many games this year, setting up the offense. And that's been a perennial strength for Dixie. The pass almost deflected. It is, and it's picked off. No, interception is dropped. Into the hands and out of the hands of Bryce Peterson. It was deflected at the line of scrimmage by Dixie. Peterson had it in his midsection and had it slip out as he hit the turf. So it's an incomplete pass, almost a second interception. Make it fourth down, 5 yards to go, and Phoenix goes nowhere. In to do the punting. Let's check. It looks like Tony Camino to do the punting. Back deep, Nate Hansen and Darrell Davis, who has struggled on the year and run backs and kickoff returns, being replaced by Hansen. The kick is wobbly, and there's a flag on the play as the Dixie defender, Hansen, fumbles the football. Is it recovered by Dixie or is it recovered by Phoenix? It is. It's recovered by Phoenix. Sid Smith was blocked into the punter, and there was a flag that went down. I presume that's a roughing the kicker call. And Greg Croshaw wondering what it takes to have some calls go Dixie's way. But there is a fumble by Nate Hansen on the punt. Roughing the kicker call against Phoenix, and the fans don't like that one. Sid Smith was blocked into the kicker. Smith was no way headed towards the kicker. He was trying to block it, but he was blocked back into the midsection of the kicker. Now the question was it recovered by Phoenix anyway? The fumble recovery on the punt and a fumble by Hansen. And what a strange, strange turn of events. Phoenix suddenly has it first down and 10. Just short of their own 45, just across the Phoenix 44. 8:25 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie with a 9-0 lead. Back to pass, McMahon under pressure. Pass deflected. It might have been intercepted by Peterson, and Dally realized it. Dally got a hand on it, deflected it over the head of the receiver, Mike Richmond. Peterson was there, and it may have been into the hands of Peterson instead of Richmond if Dally had not have deflected it. Incomplete pass. Dixie's defense, almost unstoppable so far, or should I say, totally stoppable of the Phoenix offense right now. Phoenix trying to generate on a mostly freshman team, trying to generate an offensive drive. Dixie with a 9-0 lead. Back to pass, McMahon. Quick with the pass, has it complete to Richmond. Richmond nailed at the Dixie 40-yard line, but it's enough for the first down. Peterson on the tackle. So McMahon quickly to Richmond, the top receiver for Phoenix College, one of the few sophomores on this team, as he was a second-team all-conference player last year. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 40. A narrow 9-0 lead. Dixie with a lead, 8:06 left in the first quarter of play. But Phoenix, in what has been a remake of last Saturday's game in terms of strange things happening, not quite as strange as last Saturday's, but it's still a little bit of a challenge. Handoff across the 40-yard line, now down near the 30-yard line is Robert Lorenz, or 38-yard line, I should say. Lorenz on the carry. Gain of two, make it second down, 8 yards to go at the Dixie 38-yard line. It's been mostly a pass-happy team of late for Phoenix College. Lorenz, along with Lloyd Cook, some of the better running backs for Phoenix, have been injured this year. Wide receivers each side. Richmond on the left side. To the right side is Al Jernigan. Back to pass, McMahon. The quick look-in pass intended for Richmond, thrown behind, almost intercepted again by Peterson. Oh, correction, Sean Dunn, the man out there. 26, not 25. Incomplete pass by McMahon. Third down, 8 yards to go at the Dixie 38-yard line. Dixie versus Phoenix College. the last game of the year for the Bears. Dixie needing a win to have any hope of a bowl bid. And on the placement, it looks like Dixie gained almost a yard on the placement of the football. Officially, it's third down, 8 yards to go after two incompleted passes. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. The screen pass set up. Intercepted by Daly at the Phoenix, the Dixie 40-yard line. Daly's going to go all the way for another touchdown. Kaylor Daly, as Dixie's defense has scored for the third time. 15-0. Daly had the pass deflected on the rush. Intended the screen pass, and Daly, look what I have, and was off to the races. So Daly, for the second time in this quarter, has a touchdown. This time, 60-yard return. And it's Dixie 15, Phoenix College nothing. Frank Lemon to do the kicking honors. And Frank Lemon, after last week, and after getting roughed up a little bit on the point after the last time, kicks it up, and is this one good? Yes. Make it 16-0 Dixie with 7:05 left in the first quarter, back in 60 seconds.
At Motorsportsland, they've got you covered for a limited time. Buy any new Bayliner Capri at the season's lowest prices and receive a rugged, custom-fitted all-weather canvas cover absolutely free direct from Bayliner. There's no better value on the water than a new Capri from Motorsportsland, and now they'll help you protect your investment while it's off the water with a new travel mooring cover valued at up to $350. Hurry, don't miss this offer and take advantage of closeout prices at Motorsportsland, Southern Utah's marine headquarters.
See the business team. Tri-State Office Supply. Taking care of business means taking care of you. We're the business team. Tri-State offers a top-notch service department that will effectively and quickly repair your office equipment and keep your machines operating with minimum downtime. Modernizing your office, Tri-State has the largest selection of office supplies between Salt Lake and Los Angeles. Tri-State Office Supply. We're the business team. 36 East Tabernacle, Tri-State Office Supply.
You're listening to Dixie's 890, KDXU, St. George.
Three out of the four times that Phoenix has had the football, and if you want to count the fumble recovery as part of that third time, Dixie's defense has scored on Phoenix's offense. The kick coming down to the 5-yard line. Lewis explodes up the middle at the 20, bounces off a tackler at the 25, gets to the 32, and is nailed by number 10 for Dixie College, Craig May. So Lewis, on the return from the Phoenix 5, mark it down at about the Phoenix 32-yard line, and the Dixie ball player is down. Let's see if it is May. Dixie player is shaken up, down along the sidelines, and let's see who it is. Remember, Dixie College basketball will be airing immediately following this game, Dixie versus New Mexico Junior College. This game brought to you in part by Golden Corral, fast, friendly service at great low prices. Try their great-tasting, fresh-cut USDA steaks because Golden Corral's pleasurable dining is affordable. Golden Corral in St. George. No, mark it at the 33 instead of the 32 as they get it to midfield. Phoenix College will be at the 33-yard line. First down and 10. 6:56 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie with a 16-0 lead, and the Dixie offense has missed on a field goal. That's the only attempt they've had. Hand off to Lorenz. Nailed by Howard Reeve, just blasted in the middle. No gain on the play. As the hole opened up, it was closed to a fare-thee-well by Howard Reeve. Boom, slam that safe door shut. So second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 33-yard line. Lorenz may have a recheck of the dentures on that one. Wow. Second down, 10 yards to go. Wide receivers each side. Once again, an I formation. Mirror of Dixie in many ways. Back to pass, McMahon. Two steps back. Quick pass intended for number 10, Richmond, who is leveled by Sid Smith, and Richmond is down. Sid Smith drilled Richmond, and Richmond is shaken up. Richmond must have had the wind knocked out of him because Smith just nailed Richmond. As the football got there, so did Sid Smith, and Richmond is down. And once again, Phoenix College, the injury bug has bitten. And the player is down. Let's take a quick 60-second break. 16-0. Dixie with the lead back in 60.
Southern Utah Computer Systems, your authorized Apple dealer, says now is the time to put an Apple II GS on layaway for Christmas. Only 15% down will hold your layaway, or you can buy it on your Apple credit card, and that way you can take the system home today. No payments and no finance charges billed until February of 89. If you don't have an Apple credit card, stop in Southern Utah Computer Systems and apply now. They are the only authorized Apple dealer in Southern Utah, and they're located at 291 North Bluff Street.
If you need a Toyota 4Runner, van, or a pickup for your tailgate party, get into Stanger Toyota, 100 West St. George Boulevard in St. George. And remember to support the Dixie Rebels football program. Go Rebels! Yay! You know, they say that if you go to Stanger Toyota on game day during football season, you can get any deal you want. So they can get back to the game, of course, and thanks for listening.
16-0, Dixie with the lead, and Mike Richmond is still down. I don't think it's severe, but I think he has really had some bells rung. In fact, it may sound like the Westminster Abbey there right now. As Richmond is down, definitely the wind knocked out of him, if not worse. They aren't looking at his neck or back, so apparently it isn't of that sort of severity. Whether there is something more severe in another area, Richmond is going to be helped to his feet now, but the smelling salts are out. Richmond, second team all-conference last year, all-Western States Football League football player last year. A couple of the Dixie players, Howard Reeve and Rich Cafusi, are looking on. Here comes the Dixie ambulance, and I'm not sure if that's headed to the Dixie Center or here to the football stadium. Brent Nyberg. High formation on the running backs. Quarterback Brooke Burley, the sophomore. Third year, actually, in college. Redshirted as a freshman at Snow College. Throwing deep to the outside. Nyberg is there. Can't catch up with it. Near the 50-yard line, the football lands at about the Phoenix 48. Back there on the coverage is number 37, Travis Mowry. Incomplete pass for Burley. Third down, 6 yards to go at the Dixie 15-yard line. So Burley going deep to the outside. Nyberg looked like he was going to get the step. 16-0. Dixie with a lead. And if you want to take notes, if you don't include the fumbled punt as a setting up Phoenix for another series of downs, just continue it as a continuation of a series of downs. Dixie, for the first time, did not score on defense. Pass, look in, pass, has it to Nyberg. First down, across the 30, battles to the 34-yard line. Nyberg bouncing off the pinball sticks there as he went through that Phoenix defense. Bang, 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 from the right side to the left side to the right side, marked at the 33-yard line. 18-yard gain on the pass completion to Nyberg. First down, 10 for the Dixie College Rebels, and the offense trying to get something going. Now down 16-0 to the defense. Cater Daly, over 100 yards gained, 104 yards gained on pass interceptions for touchdowns. Hand off goes right to Greg Stokes, who is wrapped up and hugged down to the ground by number 62, Darryl Fulbright. Obviously, the joke is if Fulbright is on scholarship. Of course, it is a Fulbright scholarship, but that's enough of that. Let's on the carry by Stokes. Loss of a couple of yards on the play. Back to the 32-yard line. Second down, 12 yards to go. Back to the 32. Wide to the left side, looks to be Kendall Smith. To the right side, Brent Nyberg. And Darryl Davis not getting much action at all. Rolling to the right, Brooke Burley. Burley under pressure, steps up, throws, completes to Pufunu. Short of the first down territory, run out of bounds to the 40. Looked like a conga line going out of bounds because Pufunu was being chased very closely by Dennis Holland. Two-man conga line. Put it at the 40-yard line. Gain of 8 yards on the play. Make it third down and 4 yards to go. As Dixie was on a 2nd-and-12 situation. Pufunu becoming a key pass receiver. Second on Dixie's team in pass receptions this year. Creeping up to being second on yardage gained on pass receptions. 3:58 left in the first quarter. 16-0 Dixie. High formation on the running backs again. Contact along the line of scrimmage. No flag this time. Now there's a flag. Sean Hutchinson tries to dive to the 41 and gets there. But the officials on a late flag. There was contact along the line of scrimmage. At least there appeared to be. The question is, now the huddle at midfield. And what is the penalty going to be? Encroachment against Snow College. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. Not against Snow, against Phoenix. Thinking on back to last week. 5-yard penalty. And mark it at the 45-yard line. Make it first down and 10 for Dixie. And once again, Dixie's picked up a first down by way of penalty. That's a couple of times tonight that's happened. 3:53 left in the first quarter. 16-0. Dixie out in front, and it's been the defense that scored in each time. Two pass interceptions by Kaylor Daly for 104 yards total in receptions, interceptions, and runbacks. Take the handoff to the first man through. Hutchinson comes through, gets a yard, maybe two. Hutchinson near the 47-yard line. And Hutchinson, if he gets his 1,000 yards tonight, will get them grudgingly against Phoenix. Gain of a couple, make it second down, 8 yards to go. Hutchinson, now 33 yards short, unofficially. 33 yards short of that 1,000-yard barrier. 3:16 left in the first quarter of play. 16-0 Dixie. And the offense looking for their first score. High formation, wide receivers each side. Bethune is slotted to the left, no motion this time. Threatening the blitz as Phoenix handoff goes to Hutchinson, goes by the first blitzing ball player across midfield, struggles to the 47-yard line of Phoenix. Hutchinson dragging people with him, and down near the ankles is David Peterson, also getting off the bottom of the stack. Let's check. That's number 42 in there, Tom Spencer. A correction, number 46 in there. That's David Reagan. Put it at the Phoenix 47-yard line. So Hutchinson on the game from the Dixie 47 to the Phoenix 47. That's a 6-yard gain. And Phoenix College, or Hutchinson, getting closer. Third down coming up and 2 yards to go. In motion, Papunu left to right. Usual formation for Dixie. Handoff, first man through. Bursting through for the first down is Rod Staley. Inside the 45, down near the 42-yard line. And Staley getting pointed in one direction, and he'll drag ball players with him, and Staley did so. Mark it at the 42 of Phoenix College. First down and 10 for Dixie. And the Rebels cranking some time off the clock also. 2:06 left in the first quarter of play. Greg Stokes in with the play. Stokes and Staley alternating at that fullback position. Dixie, disappointing season compared to last year and the year before, as Dixie went 11-1 each year. 22-2 over 2 years, and right now Dixie standing 6-3 in 1988. Team that Coach Greg Croshaw would hope to go undefeated with, but did not. Fake the handoff, back to pass. Pass over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Nyberg. Nyberg nailed immediately by number 20, Jason Spillman. And shades of some other hits we've had tonight, as Spillman was right there. The football, Spillman, Nyberg all got together at the same time, and this time Nyberg couldn't hang on to it. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Phoenix 42-yard line. Once again, Dixie versus New Mexico Junior College basketball action will be taking place immediately following this game. Flag on the play, back up field, and apparently it's going to be marched off against Dixie. 15-yard penalty, yes, and most of the penalties coming against Dixie. One of the frustrations Dixie's had this year, clip against Dixie. The flag I did not see, so the incompleted pass went for naught anyway. Loss of 15 yards on the play. Put it back at the Dixie 43-yard line and make it first down and 25 yards to go. Dixie, the most heavily penalized team in the Western States Football League this year, and that's becoming frustrating to Coach Greg Croshaw. Back to pass. No draw play. Goes to Rod Staley. Staley across the 45 down near the 47-yard line. Staley had some running room for a moment, and suddenly there was big number 66, David Peterson. Peterson in on the tackle. Mark it near the 47-yard line, so a gain of 4 yards on the play. Second down, 21 yards to go for Dixie College. Put it at their own 47. Second and 21, a minute five left in the first quarter of play. Dixie with a 16-0 lead. Does not want to let this one get away. Dixie wants to go 7-3 on the year. Back to pass. Burley setting way up, backing way back for the screen pass. It's finally incomplete. Bounces off of Sean Hutchinson's shoulder pad twice. Make it a third time and goes as an incomplete pass. John Crow there on the coverage from his linebacker position. In many ways, it's probably going to be a blessing for Dixie. It could have been a loss because Phoenix was sniffing that one up. Burley dropped almost 15 yards back, setting up the screen pass. Third down, 21 yards to go at the Dixie 47-yard line. Wide receivers each side. Quarterback Brooke Burley, 51 seconds left. First quarter of action. Back to pass, Burley. Pass deep over the middle, intended for Fifuno. Intercepted? Yes, it's intercepted by Phoenix at the 30-yard line. So Burley overshoots Fifuno. And on the interception, Travis Mowry. Mowry, young man from Alhambra High School in the Phoenix area. So with 45 seconds left, Phoenix takes over on the pass interception. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 30-yard line. 41 seconds left in the first quarter of play. The officials want a timeout for just a moment. The officials want to set things straight. This game is being brought to you in part by the St. George Tire Center, 15 South Bluff, where you can always get the best buy on Goodyear tires for your car or truck. St. George Tire Center. First down and 10 for Phoenix at the 30-yard line. Dixie with a 16-0 lead. Two-step drop, pass into the hands and out of the hands of Dixie's big number 94, Tim Lyman. Lyman at 6'5", 240 pounds, extends those arms up. Incomplete pass. Dixie is tall along that defensive line. 6'4", 6'5", 6'8", in John Baker, 6'4", in John Anderson. And when they come in with the hands outstretched, it's a little tough to throw over the top. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 30. Draw play, going nowhere, is Phoenix College. They're on the carry for a loss is number 34, Christian Barton. Barton, loss of a yard on the play. Dixie pummeling. Howard Reeve, David Morrison, James Stressing, all in there. Loss of a yard back to the 29-yard line. Third down, 11 yards to go coming up for Phoenix. Third and 11 with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. That may have been the last play of the first quarter. As Dixie leads 16-0, that's going to be the end of quarter number one. Dixie 16, Phoenix nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
Winning is a habit with the Dixie College Rebels, and at Sun Capital Bank, you are always the winner. And that's the way you are treated by the friendly staff. You can't find a better place to put your money where savings accounts and CDs all earn the highest interest rates. You can even get an interest-bearing checking account at Sun Capital, and all accounts are FDIC insured. There are two easy-to-find locations, one on South Bluff and one on 100 East. Sun Capital Bank, the money place. If your car sounds like that, you need to stop at the Minute Market fast. The Minute Market can take care of your gasoline, oil, or other lubricant needs. Hey, they are always available at a good price. Every day you can buy Shell 30-weight oil for only 99 cents, and you'll find other low prices on most national brands. There are 7 locations to serve you in St. George, Washington, Hurricane, Cedar City, and Mesquite. And remember, it only takes a minute at the Minute Market.
Dixie College coach Greg Croshaw has taken teams to bowl games 4 out of the 6 years that he's been head coach. This is the 7th. Would like to get another one. The swing pass coming out to the 35-yard line complete. And not going much farther is Al Jernigan. Maybe to the 37. There on the tackle is Bryce Peterson. Peterson, Dally Smith, Oliver on that side. Pass complete to the 37-yard line. Not enough for the first down. As Jernigan couldn't turn up field. Fourth down coming up. And 3 yards to go. Punting situation. Will we see Camino again? It looks like we will. Tony Camino. Kicker, 6'1", 185-pound freshman from Peoria High School. The same high school that produced the quarterback, William Babb, for Glendale Community College. The snap, the kick, under pressure. Camino gets a high kick. Fair catch called for by Parker Ragsdale. At the 35-yard line, Ragsdale on the fair catch. Dixie takes over with 14:46 left in the first half of play, just underway in the second quarter. First down and 10 at their own 35. Dixie's offense has not been able to score in this game. Dixie, on the other hand, owns a 16-0 lead. Kaler Daly, 104 yards in pass interception returns to touchdowns. 40 and 44 and then 60. In motion, Rod Staley. Handoff goes to Dixie. Let's check and see if that is Hutchinson. It doesn't look like him. It looks like we have another ball carrier in there. Let's double check. Across the 40, down near the 41-yard line. That's Teddy James into the lineup. James into the lineup. Up near the 40-yard line. Gain of 5 yards on the play. Second down, 5 yards to go. Greg Stokes into the lineup at fullback. Let's see if there's a problem with Hutchinson. Hutchinson, 21 yards on the night, needs 48 for 1,000 yards. Teddy James in there at running back. In motion, Greg Stokes. In motion right to left. Pitch goes back to James, cutting to the outside. James looks to the outside, has the first down, sweeps to the 50, run out of bounds, and into the Phoenix College bench. James ran over a couple of Phoenix Bears who are now down. James only stopped by the bench itself, not the men, the bench. And put it at the, near the 50-yard line. Let's see if they'll mark it at the 49 or the 50. James in that vicinity, and a Phoenix ball player is down. It's been one of those years. Christian Barton, running back, is the man that's down. Getting up kind of slowly, he's shaken. No, correction, it isn't Barton. The man is still down. Barton got up shaken. He was knocked down also. Enough for the first down? Yes. Teddy James, first down and 10, and put it just inches short of midfield. Play has stopped for just a moment as the Phoenix ball player is being attended to. This game being brought to you in part by MacArthur Jewelers. I saw Tom MacArthur the other day. We were cutting some ads that you'll be hearing during the coming week for MacArthur Jewelers. And he had some of the most gorgeous diamonds I have ever seen. He's just back from Antwerp, Belgium, and great diamonds. If you're looking for a diamond, now's the time to go to MacArthur Jewelers. MacArthur Jewelers, one of the sponsors of Dixie College football this year. Inches short of midfield, put it closer to, well, I guess we should count it, the Dixie 49. About the length of the football short of midfield. And the Phoenix ball player is still being attended to. Your only hope is that it was not Mike Richmond again, because he's already been leveled once on the field. There's no use being an innocent bystander and getting trampled under on the far side. Officials time out as the ball player is being attended to. Dixie taking advantage of the lull as Greg Stokes brings in the play for Dixie. First down and 10, just short of midfield. And let's see who the man is. Tough to get a number on the man. It looks like number 59, David Hernandez. Hernandez may be the man. Offensive lineman. The little footballs are being thrown out by the Dixie College cheerleaders now, and that brings a rise out of the crowd. First down and 10 for Dixie, just short of midfield. To the left side is Brent Nyberg. To the right side, Kendall Smith. Teddy James, the tailback. Greg Stokes, the fullback. And James, who, in all honesty, has been a disappointment this year because of the feet injury. Pass deep along the sidelines. Nyberg gets intercepted. Taken away by Mowry at the 10-yard line. Coming back the other way at the 20, at the 30. Mowry slips and goes down at the 33-yard line. Overshooting Nyberg, who was there. Mowry took it right away from him. So Mowry on the second time tonight with a pass interception. And Dixie's offense struggling from the Phoenix 10 back to the Phoenix 33. And another drive by Dixie is stopped. 13:48 left in the first half of play. 16-0 Dixie. First down and 10 for the Bears at their own 33-yard line. And Dixie's defense has not budged an inch. Has not given any. Not allowed any quarter. And goes in the middle. No gain. Let's see if that is Lorenz or number 42. Correction, that is Lorenz. Number 40. Lorenz on the carry. Gain of a yard on the play. Second down, 9 yards coming up. Put it at the Phoenix 34-yard line. Dixie versus Phoenix, last regular season football game of the year for both squads. Last game of the year for Phoenix, still an opportunity for Dixie on a bowl bid. Back to pass, rolling to his left is McMahon. Pass, overshot, almost intercepted again by Peterson. Peterson was about a stride away from stepping in front of that one. Intended out there for number 82. That was Ty Henricks. Henricks, the intended receiver, incompleted pass. And McMahon not taking much of a step back. If he allows the Dixie defense much time, they're going to get to him right now. Mostly freshman ball club, heavily freshman. And only 40 ball players made the trip. It's because of injuries. Back to pass, McMahon throwing out there, complete. Enough for the first down, yes. The receiver is number 44 out there. That's R.J. Lunt. Lunt, the receiver, from Viewmont High School. R.J. Lunt from Viewmont High School, yes, a Utah. And the pass is complete. Lunt on the reception, put it at the 47-yard line of Phoenix College. First down and 10. So in spite of recruiting almost exclusively in Maricopa County, there are some ball players from out of state that do get into those Maricopa County schools. Pitch goes back to the tailback. Getting by one ball player, but not by Kaler Daly, is number 34, Christian Barton, and Daly is right there. Daly making a good case for himself to be the KDXU defensive player of the game. And both the defensive and the offensive players of the game will receive beautiful trophies from Dixie Trophy at the next Colonels Club meeting. Put it at the Phoenix 46-yard line, almost back to the 45, a loss of a yard and a half on the play. Second down, a long 11 yards coming up. A very long 11 yards. Wide receivers each side, Cook to the left side. And correction, Jernigan to the left side. Back to pass, McMahon. The looking pass to Jernigan, complete across midfield. There on the tackle is Bryce Peterson. So McMahon on those quick look-in passes from the wide receiver as he starts to cut towards the middle. Put it at the Dixie 46-yard line. Gain of 8 yards on the play. Almost. Make it third down and a long three coming up. As McMahon to Jernigan on that pass reception. To the right side, Jernigan. Coming back to the left side, number 44. That's R.J. Lunt again. Split the running backs behind quarterback McMahon. Passing situation, mostly passing team, yes. Incomplete to Jernigan. Jernigan had it in his hands, heard the footsteps, and Sid Smith was there to drill him. Jernigan had it in his midsection before Smith got to him, but Smith must be breathing fire out there because they could hear that one coming. Make it a fourth down situation, incomplete pass. So Phoenix, which has gone more heavily to the pass in more recent games because of injuries to the football, to the running backs. Fourth down, 3 yards to go. And Phoenix will go for it. At the Dixie 46-yard line, the Dixie defense, can they rise to the challenge? Fourth and three, back to pass McMahon. Pass deflected, incomplete. James Dressing almost had the interception. And guess who else was almost there? Kaler Daly. Daly. Dressing turned around. The pass deflected right at the line of scrimmage. Dixie takes over. Dressing turned around. Didn't turn around quite fast enough, and Kaler Daly was two strides away anyway. 12:03 left in the first half of play. Dixie takes over. First down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Not bad field position. But the offense has not been able to produce any points. 16-0, Dixie with 12:03 left in the first half. In motion, Fafunu, tight end, right to left. Back to pass, Burley has it complete to Kendall Smith. Inside Phoenix territory, down at the 45. Mark it at the 44. He leaned forward. Nick Cornell tackled him and took him that much farther. Second down, or first down. No, second down. And a half yard to go. Just inside the Phoenix 45, almost to the 44. Second down, a half yard to go for Dixie College. Wide receivers each side. And it looks like Teddy James is still in there. No, Prentice Lanier, the tailback. Handoff goes to Greg Stokes. Stokes has the first down. Flags on the play. Stokes down at the 33, but the whistle blew just as the ball was handed off. And I'm not sure what that case was. Greg Croshaw standing stoically at the sidelines right now, but I suspect this stoicism will move. Suddenly there will be some quakening. Now there is a little exasperating down along the sidelines. procedure call against Dixie, 5-yard penalty. So with the help of some misdirected plays, move it back, loss of almost 4 yards out of play, because they only marked it back to the 49, and it was about the 44-and-a-half-yard line. So second down, about 6 yards to go. Needs to get inside the 44, and now you're not quite to the 49-yard line of Phoenix College. In motion, Rod Staley angling forward, but no flag on the play. Pitch goes to Prentice. Lanier has the first down. Lanier almost breaks it. Inside the 40, down at the 33-yard line. Cornell on the tackle, down around the ankles is number 66, David Peterson, and Prentice Lanier in a tailback. Dixie may alternate a few tailbacks tonight. Put it at the Phoenix 33-yard line. First down and 10. Prentice Lanier, Molly, as he is called in high school and has kept the name with him. Molly Lanier. Unsinkable, I guess, is the reason why. Split the running backs in motion. Greg Stokes. Fumble on the play again. Brooke Burley on the snap from center. Did Phoenix recover? Yes, Phoenix recovers, and who got the football? It looks like number 99 is the man who got the football, and that's Robert Scott. It looks like Scott, for the second time tonight, Dixie fumbles right on the snap. And it looks like Scott is the man who picked up the fumble recovery. So Dixie's offense stymied once again. 10:57 left in the half. An unimpressive showing so far for the offense, but the defense has been sterling. First down and 10 for Phoenix. A pass by McMahon over the middle. Incomplete. Into and out of the hands of running back Christian Barton. Barton had it in his hands and dropped it. And no one was within 5 yards of him. Parker Ragsdale was getting an angle to try to stop things. Incomplete pass. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 32-yard line. McMahon, on his last two passes, has been on target, but the receivers have dropped it. Unattended pass. This time, complete across the 40-yard line. Looks like enough for the first down. We'll wait and see. Complete to number 44 out there. That's R.J. Lunt. Lunt on the reception. Mark it at the 43-yard line. Enough for the first down, it looks to be. First down and 10. R.J. Lunt on the reception. 10:46 left in the first half of play, to the right side. Al Jernigan, wide receiver left, one setback, one man slotted to the left. Back to pass, McMahon. Here comes the pressure, Stressing on the tackle, fumble, recovery, Dixie. Stressing on the sack, forced the fumble, and on the recovery looks to be John Anderson. Anderson, Howard Reeve all there, and McMahon is frustrated. McMahon is sacked and fumbled. As Stressing drilled McMahon, the fumble came forward and Dixie takes over. 10:28 left in the first half of action. Dixie takes the football at the 38-yard line. At the Phoenix 38-yard line. First down and 10. And John Anderson, the hero this time. Official timeout for a moment. This game being brought to you in part by Evans Hairstyling College and the St. George School of Hair Design, where you can get a perm every Tuesday for just $8. Evans Hairstyling College and the St. George School of Hair Design. Tuesdays, take note, perms for just $8. First down and 10 for Dixie. 10:28 left in the first half of play. Brooke Burley, the quarterback, in motion. Rod Staley. The pitch goes to the outside. Teddy James cuts behind his blockers. James looking for some running room. Gets a couple of yards. Dragged down there on the tackle. Number 20, Jason Spillman. Also in there, Theo Johnson. Gain of a couple of yards by Teddy James. James and Lanier getting some running room. Question is, has Sean Hutchinson been injured? I'm looking along the sidelines to see if I can see a number 30, and I do not see one. Second down, about 8 yards to go. Oh, there's Hutchinson. He's standing there. Wide receivers each side. to the left side, Nyberg, to the right side, Kendall Smith, Pupunu, tight end in motion. Alfred Pupunu has been quite a find for Dixie. Pitch goes to James, gets a block from Pupunu. James dances to the 32-yard line. Gang tackle down. There on the tackle, Robert Scott also. Down low, Travis Malrig also getting off the stack. Number 23, Mike Stegmeier. Gain down to 33-yard line. James, a gain of three. That was a hard 3 yards. Third down. Make it closer to the 32. A short 4 yards coming up, about 4 yards. James on the carry. In motion, Pupunu this time, left to right. And off goes to Staley. Burst through for the first down into Phoenix backfield inside the 20 down at the 18. Rod Staley exploding through the middle. If there is any running back for Dixie who is quicker to that line of scrimmage when he gets the handoff, going straight up the field, I don't know who it is. Staley at the Phoenix 18-yard line makes it first down and 10. And Rod Staley, who had 2 touchdowns last week against Snow College, putting on a show again. Staley getting more playing time from midseason on. Did well against the Weber State JV and the BYU JV and was instrumental in Dixie's victory over Ricks College, too. Movement on the left side of that line. Jumping was Dixie's number 55, Kelly Curtis. Curtis, now you have to pick up the yellow hankies. It isn't like they have not been thrown before. They have been all over the field. Well, they're all over the field again. 5-yard penalty against Dixie. Mark it back to the 23-yard line. First down, 15 yards to go. And Dixie's offense has been missing on a few cylinders tonight. The defense has been right there. 16 to nothing. Dixie with a lead. 8:36 left in the first half of play. Split the running backs. Back to pass. Kai Capele, who is in. Capele steps up. Wants to run with the football. Will not run very far. He'll be gang tackled down. Tyrone Gibson on the tackle. Also in there on the tackle. Off the bottom of the stack is Aaron Caton. So Capele, who is in at quarterback, lost back to the 26-yard line. Dixie looking for whatever they can to generate the offense, get it moving in a positive direction tonight. Wide to the left side. Kendall Smith to the right side. Brent Nyberg, Capele, sends Stokes in motion. Pitch goes to the outside. Teddy James looking for a block. Stokes gives it to him. James fumbles the football. Inside the 20, recovered by Phoenix College. James fumbles at the 20. And Phoenix, with number 20, Jason Spillman, recovering, has the football. So once again, Dixie takes over the, or gives up the football. Another turnover by Dixie. Mark it at the 17-yard line. First down and 10. And the Dixie defense looking a little exasperated. They've spent a lot of time on the field, and it's been the defense that scored. 3 out of the first 4 times that Phoenix had the football, Dixie scored on defense. Handoff. No gain. Running through there is David Morrison grabbing the running back from behind. As number 4, Lloyd Cook. Cook grabbed from behind, loss on the play, back to at least the 15-yard line. Let's see if they'll place it there or at the 14. Place it at the 50, just across the 15-yard line. Loss of almost 2 yards on the play. Second down and a short 12, a long 11. Quarterback Mike McMahon looks to the right, rolls to the right, pass incomplete, just off the finger.